is going to happen. So if companies think according to nature, they will succeed. If won't, they will fall. It will take some time, but they will fall. Because the system that we lived in is changing in front of our very eyes. Most of us don't see it because we think according to how we've been conditioned. But if you learn how to think and what's called read the runes of what's out there, you see incredible changes going on.
The feminine force. I love that. I love that. Because in every circle, that enlightened circle, you hear similar, you hear these words, and you're hearing groups speak that this time it will be with the women, their strength. We did a show on the powerful women in Trump's cabinet. You know, this is historical. And some people say hysterical, but it's historical. And we're seeing the power force of the feminine come through. But what you just said, Ellie, is that it's not just women. And that, too, is extremely powerful. And I'll tell you the reason why.
Rediscover your passion and begin building a strong, vibrant, and happier life to get you from where you are to the life you were born to live. From Wall Street to Main Street, we bring it all right here inside of Energy Bar.
Welcome to Energy Bar. I'm Dr. Faye, your host for this Out Loud broadcast. We are here on AmericaOutloud.com right here every day, bringing you empowerment, enrichment, encouragement, motivation with powerful guests from all over the world. And today is no exception, because my guest today is beaming in from the world down under, or Australia. He is none other than my friend, the thinking coach, Ellie Harari. You'll remember that because it rhymes with Ferrari. Good day, Ellie. How are you?
Good morning. Good evening. I'm very well. Thank you. And what a lovely start to the show that you just made. Everyone, think well, because you just radiated a very good thinking to everyone.
Oh, wow. We are ecstatic about having you on the show. As you know, Energy Bar looks for just people that have such presence and have the projects and works that bring to this platform so that we can share those with our listening audience. Ellie, you have, I understand you have dual passports, and you've been teaching and motivating and encouraging people to use their brain. And I want to really release you to just talk about that, and how do we learn to get into that space of becoming conscious of what we're thinking, to think about what we're thinking about. But before we do that, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity. Well, I was born in Jerusalem, Israel. That's my first passport. Actually, family of five generations from Jerusalem. My father was part of the diplomatic corps, so at a very early age, we moved to New York, and he was a member of the mission to the UN. This really was, for me, the beginning of another country in my life, which is the U.S., So that's my second passport. I'm a U.S. citizen and an Israeli citizen, but most of my life lived in the U.S. Now I'm spending a sabbatical, self-imposed sabbatical in Australia, Perth, Australia, out from which I'm traveling to different destinations in the world to do seminars and keynote speaking, and usually training people over Skype or Zoom in personal development. So, my life has been a very unusual. I'm very lucky to be meeting many, many people, professionals worldwide, and put my 10 cents in for thinking right, because it all begins in how a person thinks. And I was exposed to that at an early age. I was in the army, and I was in charge of a group of people, and very young, and I had to learn to think quickly. And thinking was a matter of saving lives. Now, most people don't have to live in that level of intensity of thinking, but for me it was. And I learned, and I was very curious about thinking, because I noticed that when you think right, you feel right, and then you act right. And it's a kind of a triumvirate of success to think, to feel, and to act. And everything begins with thinking. There's one saying that most philosophers agree on, which is you become what you think about. And that's true. Your thoughts fashion you right from the start. So I added the next bit to that sentence of you become what you think about, which is think and train how you want to become. And this is what I teach worldwide under different names. I teach strategic thinking, creative thinking, emotional intelligence, how to think about your life and how to translate your life as an ordinary person or as a professional to be a true success. Because I love success, and I think success is not understood. People think success is an end result, and they're so wrong about it. Success is a process. Every moment could be a success if we actually are in touch with who we are. To make success just an end result is limiting the space of success to such a small place. And it's not fair, because there's so many people and they all can be successful. So that's a start.
That is absolutely a start. I want us to talk a little bit about the creative thinking, because you take people through these different levels of thinking. I don't know if it's levels of thinking or the processes of thinking. And when we're doing creative thinking and we're beginning with the thought, how do you bring people from the place of just being in that space of the way we, most of us, have been culturally indoctrinated to think? You know, we don't know that God gave us this brain for a purpose, and that is designed to be creative and to do us, to serve us. So how do you, as a teacher, as a coach, as a thinking coach, move people along that path to be creative thinkers for their good?
Great question. Thank you for that. It's actually, there is a good part and a bad part in the answer. The good part is that you don't need to learn creativity, because we were all born with that gift. If you don't believe me, look at children. They're very creative. And there is a child in us, and we were children. So creativity is a natural part of us, put in there by a creator. And it's for a reason. We were meant to be creative. We were meant to evolve. We were meant not to be static. So that's the first thing that I inform people. They don't believe themselves. They think that they are already done. And basically, I take them through a process of looking at things a little different. That's all it takes. Creativity begins with giving yourself the permission to look at things different. There is a lovely saying that I like to use, and then it's opened up in a workshop, which is, when you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at change. So it's a matter of looking at things different and giving yourself the permission to do that. Now, it sounds simple, and it is, but most people are so afraid to make mistakes because they've been punished because of mistakes. So they don't dare get creative or look at things different because they're afraid somebody's going to hammer them. And that's the main thing that I try to fix in the corporate world, is having a place where people can be creative. And that's the first thing. You got to look at what prevents creativity, and it's mostly psychological fears of all kinds, usually inherited and usually acquired in childhood. So that's the beginning of the answer, Faye. You know, it's really complex. And the one thing that people need to understand, that it's finding themselves back to be creative. It's not just creativity, because when you find yourself, you are creative, you can be funny, you can be serious, you can be a storyteller, you can be a wise person, you can be many, many things, because you're not designed to be a one-thing person. You're designed to be a many-thing person. The trouble is that most people think of themselves as a one thing, and they say, I'm like this, I'm like that, and they shut the door. So I show them that, and I take them through it as kind as possible. And then there is awakening sometimes. In fact, often.
Yeah. I would imagine, because you're taking people, in my mind, you're taking people to a place of discovery or rediscovery. And for most, it's if they're going through a metamorphosis, they're coming out of the place where they have been conditioned to believe that they were, and conditioned to believe they have a different identity. And so when you teach them, teach us, teach people how to think creatively, it'll come off my tongue here in a minute, creatively, it is an awakening and becoming more aware of what has been there all along, right?
Absolutely. You hit it right on the nail, because creatively is you first need to discover yourself. Forget about discovering new things. How about discovering who lives inside that body? The multi-success that you actually are and can be. And how about removing those ideas of who you think you are to begin with? That's the beginning of what I call the attitude of creativity. Now, it seems like it's not connected, but it's totally connected. And I'll tell you something. You know, we are now talking, what, 10,000 miles away? Different time zones?
Right, yes.
And we use voice, right?
Yes.
Think how creative whatever made us is to give us the ability to convey through speech, through sound, convey feelings, ideas, and the other person can feel it 10,000 miles away. Talk about creativity, huh? So we didn't write the book on creativity. We just need to get creative. And one of the mistakes that people think because of the education system, which don't get me started on the education system today, did is they think that they need everything is a school learning. And it's absolutely not the case. Sometimes, and very often, you're much better off catching the way something works rather than learning it by rota, like we think in school. Have you noticed that there is no degree in creativity? And there's no degree in how to think, and there's no degree in attitude. Why is it? Why is it that those important things have escaped the minds of the powers that be that sort of are, so to speak, our educators? How could it possibly be that the basics have been missed so badly?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, and it's a great place for us to go to our break. You're listening to Energy Bar, and I'm here with my friend Ellie Harari, the thinking coach. You're listening to Energy Bar right here on America Out Loud, the premier radio network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
We're back with Energy Bar. I'm your host, Dr. Fay, and my guest today is the thinking coach himself, Mr. Ellie Harari, beaming up from Australia today. He's on a sabbatical, lying out on the beach and having a blast while we are in wintry conditions here in the U.S. But he's taken time to come in and share with us his processes of taking people through critical thinking, strategic thinking, and creative thinking. And Ellie, before we went to break, you just broke down in digestible pieces how what creative thinking is all about and how there's no degree in attitude, creative thinking. But and we want to talk to you and let you talk to us actually and explain to us what is critical thinking, because that word itself kind of raises eyebrows when you say critical.
Yeah, I know. It's a scary word, set of words, critical thinking. So let's make it simple, because it really is. And we'll put a little definition to it. what is it that if you thought about, that you don't think about at the moment, that if you did think about, would change your life dramatically? What is the main, most important thing that you need to do next, that you need to think about it next? You see, when we drive a car, it's critical that we have the energy to drive the car. We have oil, yeah? We have gas. It's critical that we have air in the tires. Without air in the tires, without gasoline, we can't drive the car. So that's a simple thing of critical. It's critical that we have food to eat. When you say what is critical thinking, it's always what is the most important parameter that you need to think about. And I'll give you a very, very simple but very profound grid to think according to. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, good. The following formula will help you think about anything, which is the reason for doing anything is, first, to relieve stress and aggravation. That's the first reason of doing anything. Two, to improve your services into life, into whatever you do. Three, to make things as pleasant as possible to be with. And four, don't. Which means if those three reasons are not there, don't do what you're about to do. That is a great critical thinking formula to think according to. So you got to ask yourself, is what I'm doing causing stress or relieving stress from my life, from other people's lives? Is what I'm doing improving my services into life or taking away from it? Is what I'm doing making things more pleasant to be around? Now, I'll tell you something. It sounds so simple, but it's a life changer, Faye. Honestly, anybody listening to this, driving the car now or at home, hey, folks, think about what's being said. Try to live according to that, and you will see an amazing transformation in the things that you do in your life that you think are unsolvable. Yes, they are solvable, easy, but you got to change where you are for things to come to you. Does that make sense about critical thinking?
Okay, so this formula for critical thinking is, number one, I have to look at the reasons that I'm doing anything, the four things to take a look at. Number one is to, does it relieve stress or does it cause aggravation?
No, does,
what
the
was
first
that?
Reason, anything is to relieve stress and aggravation.
Okay.
And the best question to ask is what I'm doing relieving stress and aggravation or causing it or adding to it or not doing anything with it? But give yourself that checkout.
Okay. Checkup number one. Is it relieving stress and causing aggravation or is it adding to it? Is it causing stress and aggravation?
Is the way I talk to my child.
Yeah.
Is it causing them stress or
mm-hmm.
relieving them stress? The way I talk to my peers, the way I talk to my family, the way I conduct my life business. Am I noisy? Am I quiet? Am I causing noise around me? You know what I mean?
Not on that one. When you're asking yourself, am I noisy? It depends on what I'm doing. Am I noisy? What?
Energetically noisy. Making a lot of noise.
Noisy.
You know, making a lot of fuss over things.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Noisy. People
I do.
Make a lot of fuss, little things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to. It causes stress.
Right. Okay. So, and when people are rushing around, they're shopping, they're doing what appears to be normal day-to-day activity, what you're saying is to be conscious of what we're doing and why we're doing and why we are doing it. Is this causing stress? If my going to the market is stressful or aggravating, then I need to get myself into a place of peace before I go to the market.
Exactly. And how critical it is in Christmas time, right? You're about to go and buy gifts and you go nuts inside. Should I buy this? Should I not? Will they like it? Will they not? It's causing a lot of stress. How about connecting to you and buying the gift out of your heart because you want to, because you want to send that person the best wishes through that gift without calculation, without anything. And it could be something that you buy for $1 or $10 or $15. You know what kind of stress people have in Christmas? Sure you do. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Just that alone, to come to a reason why you do it, and do it and think about it, that you want through that gift to give someone else good feeling, not the money value, not all that.
Well, you're talking to the lady who does Christmas all year long. So I don't allow that part of my life to be, I just don't allow myself to get into that. I divorced that years ago. So my celebration of that is every day of my life. If I choose to give to you, then I give to you today, because time is precious. So, but I understand what you're saying, because many people have not made that decision for themselves. They take it, they do what they need to do. But what you're saying is, before they take those steps, to sit down and ask yourself these questions, to ask ourselves these questions, whether it's a holiday shopping or whether it's going any place or doing anything in your home, you know, get to a place where we can do it from a place of peace and relaxation and calmness, rather than in that place of aggravation and frustration, because all you're doing is giving off that same energy. You're giving off more frustration. You're giving off more negative energy. You're giving off more aggravation. Then you start yelling at the kids and they didn't do anything, you know? So you take that out on other people. So that's what I see in that. And you mentioned a second thing, to improve service. Will it improve service?
Yeah, the second reason for doing things, after the first reason is always to relieve stress and aggravation. The second is to improve your services into whatever you do in your life or into the other people's lives, to improve your service, what you do for them. So that's a great reason to do things. You want to do what you do better.
Right. You want to always come from a place of improvement. And growth.
And refinement. The word is refinement.
Refinement. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because when you refine, you become finer. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we talk about our Creator, everything is so fine. You just imagine that this planet Earth is tilting in a 23-degree angle exactly. Why 23? I don't know. But all scientists say that if it changes by 1 degree, everything will be a mess here. Everything is so fine-tuned. Why should we humans not be fine-tuned? Why should we be gross? If we want to be religious, right? If we want to believe our Creator, look around and see the amazing example of how nature works and how everything is in tune. It's just phenomenal. So I draw that from that. And I want to say something here before I forget, because you have a way with me where you ask questions and I go boom. It's like the 4th of July in my head. And I got to curb it down. I got to slow down. So the main thing to understand in this process of critical thinking is that you become your own compass. Most people think according to outside things. And I'm saying to you, you got to go in and consult with yourself first. Why? Because you are you. There's nobody else who is you. And your reasons have to be true to who you are. That causes a state of peace in the person to be true to who they are, and the willingness to pay the price, because some people might judge you for that. So what? Everybody judges. Are you going to, because people judge you, going to alter who you are forever and then forget who you are? See what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's huge what you just said, alter who you are because of other people's judgment of you. The way other people see you, because the way other people see me is not necessarily who I am.
No, it's not who you are. It's what they see through their own eyes and development, which allows them to see a very fraction, very small fraction of what there is. And all of us have this issue. We need to improve our vision, quote unquote.
Wow. So how do we, I think you've addressed it to a point, but how do we improve our vision? Because that statement just covered the human race, really. So.
Yeah. What a question. Well, you got a month, Faye?
No, about a minute and a half. Okay. We can pick it up after break, but go ahead.
Yep. stop being so focused about our comfortabilities and about ourselves. That's the shortest question, something that people think they know. But let me tell you something. Because of the stressful circumstance that we're all born into, we became too focused on the wrong things in ourselves. And therefore, we don't see the world around us. We don't see things for what they are. And my thinking and training seminars and keynote speeches and personal coaching all focus on the fact of getting to the bigger picture. So first a person can see what's going on around them, so they can think about things. And if they start to see and think, then things start to change gradually, and they can start to feel much more themselves and feel much more happy about the fact that they're beginning to discover who they are. This is the short answer, but this is huge, what I'm saying to you. And I'm at it myself every day, because I often find things that I don't see. And believe you me, I do not teach other people what I don't teach myself, which I think this is why it makes me successful. Because when I talk to people, it's from the bottom of my heart and from knowing what it takes to develop for real. Because there ain't magic wand in personal development. There's no such thing.
Wow. And authenticity is the key to allow people to see, you know, see it from a place that you've already gone. You've already been, you've already traveled that path. And it's easy. It comes out of you easy. You're not struggling to speak or to give it to us, because this is who you are. This is your authentic self. And so we talked about creative thinking. We've talked about critical thinking. And before, and we will continue the third one. I don't want you to talk about that one yet. Oh, okay. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to go to this next thinking process, and that will be a strategic thinking, which is another scary word, but we will face it head on with the thinking coach here today, Eli Harari, and he is going to break that down into digestible portions so that we can take it, receive it right here on Energy Bar. We are here on AmericaOutloud.com, and I want you to save this page, save this in your browser, download the app, and do what I do. I downloaded it to my phone, and I don't know how this happened, folks, but I got in the car, I started the car, and then, well, I do know how it happened, really, but somehow I never listened to the radio in the car. But that day, I happened to push the little button on my steering wheel that has the Bluetooth on it. And next thing I know, I am hearing Malcolm. And I'm thinking, where is this man coming from? Right? Okay, he's on my app. So I thought, man, I can just ride around wherever I go. And now I can listen to all of the beautiful, wonderful shows that are on AmericaOutloud.com, just like Energy Bar, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, every day at 5 p.m. East Coast time, and the just 24/7 enrichment, enlightenment, empowerment. So we'll be right back after this break, but don't you dare leave. We will be coming back with more from the thinking coach, my friend, Eli Harari.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Our goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we're back here on Energy Bar. I'm Dr. Faye, and you're listening to Eli Harari, the thinking coach. Wow, he is breaking open the alabaster box and allowing us to go in deeper and realize the treasure that we have on the inside of us, inside of ourselves, because we can't give away what we don't possess. And he told us that we all have this treasure. We all have the pearl of great price. We all are worthy. We have it on the inside of us, the ability to think. It's just that we have not been taught that it was all within us. So, Ali, we're back, and we've been talking about those, the ways of thinking. What do you call those, the types of thinking or the creative thinking processes?
Yeah, we give it names like critical thinking, creative thinking, strategic thinking, thinking out of the box. But really, the title that I give it is How to Think About Anything.
How to Think About Anything.
How to Think About Anything, because the way you think will determine the journey you're going to go. If you think right, everything will fall into place. If you don't think right, it's all going to fall apart. And unfortunately, this is what we're seeing in the world today. People don't think right about their life. Governments don't think right. Companies don't think right. It's all thinking out of nature, and we need to go back into what is natural, because what is natural is genius. Mm. It's smooth. It works. You see, let's just take one thing, Faye, because this is such an important reason to consider. Well, if we look at the works of God, there's no doubt that whatever created us is genius beyond our ability to comprehend. True or not?
True.
Absolutely. The evidence is multifaceted. Okay, now we are the main creation of that genius.
Yes.
Humans. Why then humans don't think about themselves as geniuses? Why do they have such a low self-view? If they say they believe in God, how can you believe in what created you and think you are nothing? Do you see my reasoning?
I see your reasoning, but what's the answer?
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. And there is a lovely little story which I got to tell you, okay? Just to make that stop it thing stick. You know, as I said, we don't need a university degree to get the point of something. We really don't. So there's a story about this little boy who loved eating chocolate, okay? It could be me, by the way, because I love eating chocolate. But this boy couldn't stop eating chocolate, and he became very fat. And his mother tried to help him in any way possible. So she took him to doctors, and nothing happened. He kept eating chocolate. So she heard about this wise person who lived two villages away. And she took her child, and she slept with him over valleys and mountains and got to that little hut, which had a little flickering light in it, knocked on the door, and this older man with white hair and piercing blue eyes looked at her and says, "Can I help you?" And she said, "Yes, please. My son can't stop eating chocolate and it's causing him to be sick. And can you help?" And he looked at her and said, "Yes, but come back in 2 weeks." So she says, "Okay." And she goes back. They schlep back home. 2 weeks later, they come back, knock on the door again. And she said, "Can you help my son now?" He looks at the son. He says, "Yes, sir, I can." He looks him straight in the eyes and says, "Stop eating chocolate." And he looks at the mother. He says, "Job done." The mother is all perplexed. She says, "Why couldn't you tell him that 2 weeks ago?" He said, "Madam, 2 weeks ago, I didn't know what it's like to quit eating chocolate. I had to quit for myself."
Ah, good story.
Good. So stop it.
Just stop it. Stop it. Stop being stupid.
Stop this low self-esteem.
Mm.
It's only a luxury. I can't. I'm not good enough. Stop it. It's not yours. It was put into you by others. Claim yourself back and realize that you are a marvelous creation that God made. Even if your life is falling apart, God didn't quit on you. You're waking up every morning. So don't mess it up. What could be more simple than that?
But I hear that. And the reality is, it is difficult for individuals to do that until someone comes along. Because when you spoke it, there was power in it. And so it causes people to be alert to it. Okay, stop it. Nobody ever said stop it before. Nobody ever said, okay, that I am worth it, that I am a genius. I was made in the image of genius. So therefore I am, and I am successful, and I can do these things that I desire to do because I've been designed for greatness.
Exactly. And you know what? This is the problem that haunts professionals. Exactly. When I go to companies and I do my different seminars, they didn't do the basics in these things. They allow other people to put them down. They allow themselves to think of themselves lesser. Their productivity goes down. It's all begins with thinking. Now, companies that today invest in people and understand that their true capital is the human capital, those are the companies that will succeed now and into the future. All these companies that use people will not succeed. And tell you why, because there is a great awakening happening in this world. We are in a time of incredible change, and it's happening in front of our very eyes. Even the worst things that we're seeing today, like change of certain governments and things like this, they are on the way to being finished. And what we're seeing is a rising of new force, and it's a feminine force, Faye. But it's not just women, it's the feminine force in the world that is starting to come alive and claim its true place. And again, there is femininity in men, which needs to be enriched. But women in particular are starting to come to their own. And it's about time that this will happen and that there is a 50-50 equality as God meant it to be. This is going to happen. So if companies think according to nature, they will succeed. If won't, they will fall. It will take some time, but they will fall. Because the system that we lived in is changing in front of our very eyes. Most of us don't see it because we think according to how we've been conditioned. But if you learn how to think and what's called read the runes of what's out there, you see incredible changes going on.
The feminine force. I love that. Because in every circle, that enlightened circle, you hear similar, you hear these words, and you're hearing groups speak that this time it will be with the women, their strength. We did a show on the powerful women in Trump's cabinet. You know, this is historical. And some people say hysterical, but it's historical. And we're seeing the power force of the feminine come through. But what you just said, Ellie, is that it's not just women. And that, too, is extremely powerful. And I'll tell you the reason why I believe it to be powerful, because there are men who have embraced the feminine power in women, who are saying, I am with you, I know, and I support you in your efforts. So if there's a woman can be the president, a woman can be, just can be any of these, wear any of these hats and can do it well. And so there is a common thread that's running through the earth right now with the awareness that we are in that space, but I've never heard it called the feminine force. So thank you for that.
Sure. And there is a lot to it, Faye. There is a lot more. It's not personal. It's what we're seeing is that the feminine gender has been oppressed for 10,000 years or so, and it's now coming to its own gradually. But it cannot come to its own if it starts to do what men did to women. It can only come to its own if women assume the three magical parts that they have, which is female, woman, and lady. Those are three parts. I want to talk to you about it about some other time.
Yeah, I was going to say that's another show. So because we definitely have to get that back. We have to get you back on just for that, Ellie. When you said feminine force, the bell just went off in my head. I said, oh no, we're going to talk about that on another show, because I want us to finish the thinking process, because we got to get everybody thinking and as many as will to begin to move into the space of critical thinking, creative thinking, and now the third one, strategic thinking.
Yeah, let me just say that the third reason for doing anything was to make things pleasant, for things to be pleasant around, to just kind of flow with things, to let things be, not to try to control everything. And making things pleasant is a great reason to doing things. So we've got the three main reasons in critical thinking, which is to relieve stress and aggravation, to improve your services into life, and to make things as pleasant as possible to be with. Now, those things are critical, and if you stick to them, you will find that you think much, much better about things in every aspect of life. And let me just say this before we move on to the strategic. When you talk about the feminine force, when I conduct training or a think tank training, I make sure that we divide it to how women think about an issue and how men think about an issue, and then synergize them together, combine them together to see the kind of genius that comes from the two being blended together. Because the tragedy happened is that there is male and there is female and they're against each other. No, they're part of the same things, different expressions that need to be there. And that's what most people don't understand in their thinking, that feminine way of thinking has its place, and male way of thinking has its place. And not one is better than the other, and it's not personal. They both need to be there, because they're both the expression of God and creation. And together they give the third bit, which is the creative bit, which is the next bit that we are meant to discover. But if we shun one gender in favor of the other and say, I know better than you, and my ego is better than you, and all this stuff, they can... God can never appear new to us in anything.
That's beautiful.
Now, that's a big thing I just said, and I don't expect anyone to understand it really deeply, but take it in, because it's like that. Catch it.
I got it. I got what you just said.
And now about strategic. You want a simple word for what is strategic thinking? Is to be able to think about the future without putting the past upon it. In other words, when you wake up tomorrow morning and it's a bright new day, realize that it's completely new and give yourself a fresh start. That's a good strategic place to start. Relieve yourself from what you think you should do or should know and all that. Relieve from yourself from that. And let yourself be with the new day. That's a good strategic thing. The other part is try to be aware that what you do has consequences. So before you make decisions or rush to decisions that you always did something, think, what consequences will it bring? That's a very good strategic tip. And you can think short-term consequences, medium-term consequences, long-term consequences. When you do something, always think, what is the long-term consequences first? Because we tend to be mesmerized by the short-term gain, and we forget that it can work against us in the long term. If I had time, I could bring you dozens of examples of this.
Give me a few. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you meet if you're a man or you meet a girl, and you decide to get married without really knowing each other. And because you're so enthralled with each other, you get married very fast. But if you make that decision based on that thrill of meeting in the short term, you might be unpleasantly surprised because you don't know the person. You've got to spend time and you've got to learn to know each other before you make a decision and think how you want to be together 20 years from now. And do you have enough to go by before you made that decision to get married? That's just one small example. Mm. Do you know what the rate of divorce is in the U.S., Faye?
What is it today?
I think it's closing on the 50%, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
I haven't looked to it, but it's huge. And when we say legal divorce is one thing, but I'm talking about people who divorced each other and live together.
Right, exactly.
They don't need the priest to divorce them. You know, people live together and they're totally divorced from each other. So I would say the rate of divorce is probably at 80, 90%.
We all know it is extremely high, and then we question whether or not that is even accurate, right? Because as you say, people are still divorced, even under the same roof. Ellie, we have covered a lot of territory today, and still there's so much more work that we can do right here on America Out Loud in reaching the world through this premier network. And we have got to come back and continue this conversation because you have opened something up, and I know our audience wants to hear more about this feminine force, and that I think it will shift the consciousness of the masses to be able to hear you speak concerning that particular issue, as it has been today, as we covered the territory regarding strategic thinking, creative thinking, and critical thinking, because again, that word almost didn't come out of my mouth because it's not a word that people enjoy hearing, but yet you have broken it down in a way that we can digest it and begin to grow. And the good thing about this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to it in the encore. So go back, listen to it again, and then it will go to podcast and you'll be able to listen to it in many different places around the world. So we are so grateful, Ellie, for having you here. I wanted you to spend just the next 30 seconds or so giving us a wrap up on how our audience can contact you and et cetera. And we will have your website on our show page.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, thethinkingcoach.com. That's my website, thethinkingcoach.com. And from there, all the information is available. People best approach me through email because I am in Australia and it's a bit difficult with the phone calls. And I just simply travel to organizations upon request and governments upon request and groups where I conduct keynote lectures or 2-3 day training. And that can continue over time because changes don't happen quick. And I do personal coaching also on Zoom and on Skype, like we talk now. And that's what I do, and they usually bring some light to people's life in a simple way and a little bit more, but I don't like to brag about that. That happens when people get to see me. And the thing about this, Faye, is that I want humans to succeed today, and they're not succeeding in the way that success is meant to be, because success is not just making money. Success is firstly in about being happy, about who you are as a life, and reducing stress and aggravation from your life, and making and improving what you do out there, your services, and making things more pleasant. That's where success is.
Absolutely.
And that's what I do here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ellie. We appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard him here, the thinking coach, Ellie Harari, and he can be found at thethinkingcoach.com, thethinkingcoach.com. Thank you for joining me again for another Energy Bar. I'm Dr. Faye, your host, and we will hear you next time. God bless you now. AmericaOutloud.com 24/7 of inspiration, motivation, encouragement, hope, and transformation. Take a look at the expert page and the many different voices that are no longer silent because of this premier network. We want you to be a part of this network. And you will also notice as you go there and save it in your browser, don't forget to do that. You can download the app for both Android and your iOS device. Make sure to do that so that you can have it in the palm of your hand. What's great about an app, many of you already know, that when you're in your car, you can connect it to the Bluetooth and listen to America Out Loud as you travel during the day. It is a great app. It is worth your time. Visit iTunes and take the opportunity to rate and review. We would appreciate that as well. Thank you for joining me for another Energy Bar. It's always a pleasure to share this time with you as we grow together in igniting passion and building lives. Rediscover your passion and build a more stronger, more vibrant, and yes, even a healthier life. And don't forget to join me on Sundays for our faith-based out loud broadcast, Intentional. Messages of hope, inspiration, motivation to help you become the agent of change that you were intended to be. Tune in every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Viewpoint. It is time to put away the biases, the lies, the deceit, and bring forth real talk from real people about real news to capture the essence of a new generation at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Visit my page at americaoutloud.com/Dr. Fay. For more information, and join me and my co-host every day at 5 p.m. East Coast time for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. I can tell you that being a part of the America Out Loud family has truly revolutionized my life, and I know if you will make a commitment to listen in, to follow some of the techniques that apply to you, that resonate with you, you will notice a shift in your own life. I can guarantee it. Whether you're listening to one of my shows or the numerous other experts that are right here in the family, I feel so blessed that I get to hang out with some of the most powerful women inside of America Out Loud. We have become a family as we connect from all over the world. At 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. It is an amazing, amazing broadcast. Women like Jennifer Breeden, Missy Crutchfield, Linda Martinelli, Sean Peters is there, Susan Price, Jana Smith, Sergeant Betsy Smith, love you girl, Yvette Taylor, love you, Taz Thornton, and our co-producers, Helene Phillipson and Tamara Albayati. We are so happy to be connected to these ladies who are truly extraordinary. What a pleasure. So join us along with Malcolm every day at 5 p.m. East Coast time. The encore is at 11 p.m. And for our friends in Europe, you can catch it at 9 a.m. It's a blessing, and you're a blessing. Thank you again for connecting with us for this broadcast, and I look forward to hearing from you. Contact me at drfay@americaoutloud.com. Again, that's drfay@americaoutloud.com. And remember, download the app, save us in your browser, and tune in. And those of you who are in social media, and who's not, share it, tweet it, reshare it, comment. We appreciate that. We do not take your friendship lightly. We appreciate the time that you spend with us, and we look forward to getting to know you. Again, contact me at drfay@americaoutloud.com. And don't forget to check out the expert page at americaoutloud.com/drfay. You can leave a donation there. Check out the articles that are there.